coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Now, if anything changed, for example, when Abraham, God actually asked him to go in this direction, and for a while he delayed and went the wrong direction. Now, that's a long story. But he had a problem. You remember, first he met the king Abimelech, and then he also had a problem with the king of Egypt, and both of them did something similar. They wanted his beautiful wife. She was so beautiful, though she was past 60. Praise God. And when his wife was taken, this seemed to be different from what his aeon should be. This was not consistent with his aeon. Are you following this? This wasn't what God said. His wife was supposed to give birth to a seed through whom God was going to bless the world. This was the promise. And now his wife had been taken. So how is this going to work? That was not the only problem he had. He was moving with his nephew. And one time, their servants began to fight. His nephew was Lot. And so, with all the blessings that God has spoken into his life, he said to Lot, it's not good for our servants to be fighting. Why don't we make a choice? You go this way and I go the other way, or you go this way and I go the other way. You choose first. The whole land is before us. Which one do you want? Lot looked and he saw the greener land, and this other side was dry. He said, I'll take this green side. And Abraham said, it's all right. And Lot took the fertile land into the land of Sodom. There was trouble there. He didn't know. Now, the dry land was left for Abraham. Was this consistent with his aeon? He was supposed to be prospering. Now he's been given the dry land. Listen, through faith, we understand that the aeons were restored. Katatizo. It means to mend. It means to fix. It means to repair. It means to restore. It doesn't matter what has happened in your aeon. He says, through faith we understand that the aeons were karatizo by the rhema of God. He says, such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, they came. Let me give you that scripture. Turn to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Are you there? Let's read verse 17. Notice what it says and what it doesn't say. Are you ready? Verse 17. All right, let's go. 1, 2. Stop. As it's written, I have made. He's talking about Abraham here, and how God ministered to him. God said to him, I like this. At the time, he had no child. God said, I have made you a father of many nations. I have made you, not I will make you. When I remember his promise, I shout hallelujah. When I remember his promise, I shout hallelujah. I shout hallelujah. I shout. And they still suffer. Because, can I just inject this? Christianity is, oh Lord Jesus, can they get this? In Christianity, we are not being given promises. Christianity is the fulfillment of God's promises. Don't you forget this. If you study the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, where it talks a lot about faith and the men and women of God that demonstrated extraordinary faith, he says something to us. He says, with all of what they achieved, they were not perfected. Because God couldn't perfect them without us. We had to come in because they were not in the church age. Jesus had not consummated salvation. And when he did, by the resurrection from the dead, the promises were fulfilled. And so we were born as the heirs of the promises. So we are the fulfillment of those promises that were made to the fathers. Come on. If you didn't get that, I don't know what is it. Now you're looking at me like this. See, if you can understand this, you understand my soonnesses in Christ. Are you following this? You get my understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right? And then you can understand why we live differently. Why some Christians may not quite accept what we say because they remember his promises and shout hallelujah, but I am living out his promise. That's the difference. You see that? That's the difference. They believe God promised them prosperity. I live out prosperity. That's the difference. So my prayer life is different from their prayer life. You see that? No. Jesus has come. Jesus has died. Jesus has risen. Jesus has ascended. Jesus is seated. What are you still asking for? What do you want him to do? He's done. That's why he said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, take advantage of it. So my prayer, I can't lack anything. I don't lack anything. I can't want anything. I don't know what is it. Because, see, in the name of Jesus, that's mine. Praise God. I got it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's the way. See, at any point where I require something, I don't ask for it. Glory to God. It's on my course. It's on my course. It's in my aeon. So when I get there, it's available to me. If I don't see it, I ask it to show up in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Show up. No, you that you're asking for a child, are you supposed to have children in your aeon? Don't give me the answer. It's just a question for your own heart. It's a question for your heart. Now, you're asking for a job at Mobile. Is that consistent with the aeon? Have you seen the frame? Is that consistent with it? If it is not consistent with it, leave it alone. But if it is, we'll get there, all right? I tell you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I'll never be broke in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So there, he said, as it is written, yeah, you're reading 17th verse of the fourth chapter of book of Romans. OK, Can we go on now? Yeah? A father of many nations have I made thee, before him whom he believed. Even God. Now, follow the next line. Even God, who quickeneth, that means who makes alive the dead. That means God's a miracle worker. He makes alive the dead. That means nothing is ever too late. He makes alive the dead. Glory to God. And then the next line, and what? He calls things that don't exist as though they're history. He calls things that don't exist as though they're history. Now, the Bible says, in Ephesians chapter 5, when you read from verse 1, be ye therefore imitators of God as beloved children. Imitators. Copy him. Copy him. Now he says, God raises the dead. God raises the dead. Didn't you hear what the sister said when she called Deaconess up and said, her daughter had passed out, died. Deaconess said, I'll hold you responsible for that child. Only when you have this kind of word in you can you talk like that. Then I said, oh, Jehovah! They're not calling out Jehovah! No, they're speaking in tongues. Why were they speaking in tongues? Charging up their spirits. So that they could have the accurate word to speak. The accurate word. They wanted the accurate word. And by speaking in tongues, they were drowning the voices of unbelief. So that fear will not come. That's what you do.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Ijebudi, 156, Folagbade Road, Aribagbu Roundabout, beside New Clo Office, Ijebudi. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.